Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We're answering your questions about nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, minerals, homeopathic products, and whatever. I've got some bad news, some good news, and some bad news. The bad news is that the people that were on the phone decided to give up, so the good news is we have a lot of open spots for you to call in and get in line to have us answer your questions. 1-800-321-0710 is the number. I'll give it to you again. 1-800-321-0710. Now, the bad news is that means I can go back to continuing to talk about herbal products, and which I am going to do. So if you don't want to hear me continue to talk about herbal supplements, then you better call in real quick and get in on our queue for your phone questions.
It's useful for you insomniacs out there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, the one thing that we didn't really answer or comment on in that long opening thing we did at the beginning of the show was, what about liquid products? We talked about the capsules, you know, the dry powdered herbs. We talked about the different types of dry powdered herb supplements for, in this case, Feverfew, that are available, the ones that are just a pure extract that have nothing but the what we think might be the active ingredient, and at the same time hardly any real Feverfew leaf. We talked about the products that have a combination of extract and Feverfew leaf, which is what we like, Gesundheit. And we also talked about the product that is just a straight dried powdered leaf, which is not standardized to any of the parthenolide content. Okay, but what about liquid products? What are the advantages or the disadvantages to utilizing a liquid herbal extract rather than one of these powdered products? Well, there are advantages. Some of them are very important advantages. Sometimes some of these important advantages are more important for one herb than they are for others. It depends on the condition. For example, when we're talking about Feverfew, a fast-acting can be a very important feature that you will get with the liquid herbal extract that will be much more of an advantage than a powdered product. If you feel a migraine attack coming on, you want something that is going to be absorbed quickly and get into the bloodstream quickly and start to affect its action quickly. And nothing will beat a liquid herbal product in that regard. I mentioned the absorption. For many herbs, you know, you're talking about leaves and various parts of plants, the absorption can sometimes be a problem when you're talking about a dried powdered product, and the liquids will be better absorbed in most cases. Remember that the way these products are made, they will sometimes be macerated in a aqueous alcoholic liquid for weeks, and then they get extracted or percolated numerous times. We now, good products will make every effort to make it a full spectrum extract. In other words, you choose the solvent so that you get as much of the full spectrum active ingredients as possible into the resultant product. So they can actually be stronger than the dry powdered products as well. You also have the advantage that because most of these either are or start off as an alcoholic extract, you don't have to worry about microbial contamination. Now, you know, this is actually a big problem. It's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about in this business, but you just stop and think about it. We gather these herbs, especially the organic and wildcrafted herbs, where we're not using fertilizers and things, so we have natural fertilizers, and you know what that means. How do you take these natural contaminated, if you want to use that term, dried herbal products and convert these into something that is not microbially contaminated? Well, it's not easy. That's why in Europe and other countries they use ethylene oxide. They actually sterilize these things. When you make an alcoholic extract, you're killing several birds with one stone. One of the things you're accomplishing, by the way, is that you're microbially purifying the product, and you end up with an almost sterile product. So that sort of solves that problem as well. There's the convenience question. You know, a lot of people don't like to swallow tablets and capsules, so the liquid, you can take it as you can mix it with some water, with some juice, Drambuie, whatever turns you on, and you can take it that way. It's also very easy to adjust the dosage. You know, a dose for like a Feverfew could be 30 to 60 drops. Well, you can adjust that within a very wide range to suit your particular needs. So those are just a few of the advantages that I can throw at you off the top of my head that would lead towards choosing a liquid herbal extract rather than a dried powder. And again, don't forget, liquid herbal extracts have a long, long history of use and are preferred based on clinical results by many of your herbalists. Okay. You guys have anything to add to that, or should we move to the phones?
No, but, you know, just to clarify, liquid herbal extracts, some are in glycerite form, if you haven't mentioned that, for those people who want to avoid alcohol. But, Don, do you think the antimicrobial content of the alcohol would change for a glycerite?
Well, most of the glycerite products on the market started off as an alcoholic extract.
Right.
So what they do, because, again, to get that full spectrum extract, you have to usually use an alcohol water extract.
Right.
So they start off that way, then they evaporate the alcohol and replace it with the glycerin. So the microbial problem will not be a problem because it's already been quote unquote sterilized, if you want to call it that, with the alcohol at the beginning. Okay. And again, you have to, you know, this. Many people are concerned about the alcohol content of liquid herbal unnecessarily. I mean, I guess if you're exquisitely sensitive to alcohol, I guess you can be concerned. But you have to remember, you're only talking about a very small dosage. The amount of alcohol, I think I remember the amount of alcohol in some of these, in the dose of some of these liquid herbals is equivalent to what you'd find in a banana, you know, in its natural state. So you're really, you know, be a little bit careful. There's sort of a knee-jerk reaction to say alcohol, must be something bad. But, you know, alcohol is not necessarily a bad thing, especially in small amounts, like, you know, as you have in a liquid herbal product. Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. All right, well, let's try to squeeze in a call before the next break. Let's go to Mary in Neptune, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilna Window, Mary. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have recently purchased Pure Encapsulation Strontium from Wilner, and I was surprised when I read the directions that it said to take it in divided doses with or between meals, away from calcium-containing foods or supplements.
That is correct.
But I've heard most of the time that you should take it on an empty stomach.
Well, it said between meals.
Between?
Yeah, well, okay. You know, I think the reason that you're seeing this is because, contrary to what some people make a big thing out of, I don't think it really matters. I know Arnie has is a firm believer of. You see, there's a history behind this. Strontium started off and is still a drug in Europe. If I recall, I don't remember what the name of it is.
Renolate or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that, okay? And some of the early research was came from work done with that drug. And I wouldn't really worry too much about it either way. This thing about when to take it came from that. And to be honest with you, I don't find it very compelling to be that worried about the dosage. I don't think it matters very much, but and that's why you'll see different, you know, different people will tell you different things. So,
I think she. What the confusion is, take it on an empty stomach or with a meal. I think the explanation is usually, is from what I understand, calcium. You can't take it with calcium. Now, if you take your calcium supplements at a certain time of day, I usually advise people to take strontium at another time of day. Now, I would say that if your average meal probably has very small amounts of calcium. I personally don't think it's such a big deal to take it with food, as long as that meal does not have calcium in it, or let's say if you drink some milk with your meal, which not many people do. So I don't think really it's a problem if people did take it with their meal. It's only a problem if you take your calcium supplements at the same time as the strontium. That's
from now, when we say problem, I think it should be clear. It's not
right.
Like it's dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm
you're
saying.
You're reducing its efficacy. Right.
You absorb a little less.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's absorption either. I think it the action of the strontium in the site of the bone, it helps assure proper bone formation or absorption of calcium at the site of the bone, or their cells that use the calcium, utilize the calcium. So apparently taking them at the same time may create some, I guess...
Well, I could see there be competition of absorption at the gut.
Yeah.
But once you get into the bloodstream, yes, I mean, right. Calcium in the blood is level isn't going to change
there.
Much.
It's always there.
It's always there.
It's always there.
So
it must be in the
shouldn't
gut.
Really matter.
Right.
The gut, there might be some.
It's probably the gut.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean, Mary?
Yeah.
Away from calcium, then, is the most important
thing. Well, up to a point. But don't make a big thing out of it, okay? It's a minor fine-tuning type thing, okay?
Yeah.
And it's more important that you take it, and in my opinion, that you take it in divided dosages than it is to stay up at night worrying about whether you're are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I am.
And that's why you're seeing right. Different pieces of advice mm-hmm. in different places, okay?
But so how long would be away from calcium from a I do drink milk.
I would say about 29 minutes.
29.
29 and a half.
About 20. Well, 29 plus or minus 2 minutes. Okay.
That short a time?
Yeah.
Could you take?
But of course, it depends on how much calcium that you had and what form of calcium that it was in.
That'll
it may
be next
also
week's discussion.
It may also depend on the time of the month and things of that sort. But no.
We're kidding.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a light of it. But I'm just trying to make the point
that
you're making it into a bigger thing than I think you really need to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you take it with Fosamax?
I was going to say, I don't think you want to take anything with Fosamax, but...
No, I know you can't.
Yeah.
Can you take it the same thing as the same day that you're taking it?
You see, this is what I don't like about strontium altogether. People, I hear this stuff about strontium, and they forget that the strontium is just one nutrient in this whole gamut of important vitamins and minerals that are involved in preventing a bone loss. And don't focus so much on the strontium. It's not the strontium by itself is not some kind of a miracle nutrient that's going to solve all your bone problems. It's one of the many nutrients. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been taking the Fosamax for 12 years, and it hasn't done anything for me.
Okay,
so I thought, well, I'll add something to it.
Okay, but I want you to add calcium and magnesium
and
vitamin,
D,
and the silicon
and K
and boron and vitamin C, and all of those things are probably more important than the strontium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
You see, that's what scares me, all right?
Oh, I do take those other things,
okay,
too.
Okay, good,
yes.
Good. Okay, now I'm not so scared. I feel better now.
Okay.
Okay, look, we have to take a little break. Thank you for
your
call,
Mary. Thank you very
much. And good luck. Okay. All right. It is time for a break. Let me find where I am on my script here. This portion of the Wilner Window being brought to you by American Health, your source of genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. American Health products are now on sale. Oh, wow. They're on sale at Wilner Chemist at 35% off list price. Boy, we're almost giving them away. 35% off. Wow, what a deal. Number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement. Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists. Before we continue, I just want to point out that one of our favorite Jarrow products, PalmGuard, which is a pomegranate concentrate in capsule form, is now on sale at 1/2 price. Okay, this is Don Goldberg, and I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices of nutritional supplements and for professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals and American Health, the full line's 35% off. Doctor's Best, the full line, 33% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, the full line's 30% off list price, and there's much more. You can check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just said, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. Well, even better, you can visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. And we'll start taking your calls in just a minute.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. First, I want to thank Arnie, even though he's on vacation. I want to thank him for calling in and reading that last commercial. It's very nice of him. I'm here with, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell. We're running a little bit late, so let's just jump right to the next caller, Gloria from the Bronx. Welcome to the World in the Window. How can we help you?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a problem, maybe, maybe not. I have always been thin, bone thin. And I'm retired now, so it's not that my metabolism is the same as it was when I was working. I'm 76. And I was wondering, is it possible I may have a parasite, and is there any way I can check that?
Well,
but
first,
I eat a lot.
Well, first, I think about 75% of the people listening to this show wish they knew what your secret was, for one thing.
My doctor says.
Anyway, Dr. Podell, if somebody is concerned that they might have a parasite problem, what should they do?
Well, I mean, it's relatively straightforward in that the laboratories can look at the stool and test it. What I generally do is I work with a mail-in lab called Genova, which is in North Carolina, and I think most alternative-related doctors use them or a few other of the laboratories, and we send off stool samples that are preserved and that they read it.
Okay.
The local doctor may want to use the local hospital laboratory.
Okay, Gloria, why don't you hold on a second, and we'll get back to your question right after this break, okay? I want to tell everybody that this portion of the Wheel in the Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, now on sale, 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Dr. Alan Green, author and medical doctor, recommends supporting your child's diet with a daily multivitamin mineral supplement. This simple habit, he says, could improve your child's health and mental development. Dr. Green worked with Twin Lab to develop Dr. Green's Children's Chewable Multivitamin Multimineral Supplement. These products contain a full spectrum of both vitamins and minerals that are essential to a child's healthy development. 12 essential vitamins and 7 important minerals. The Chewable Multi is available in natural berry or orange flavors in environmentally friendly packaging. In addition to the Chewable Multi, Dr. Green included a prenatal formula, toddler caps, a bone formula, and an omega-3 fish oil supplement. As Dr. Green states, a daily multivitamin multimineral is more than just a safety net for occasional nutritional shortages. It is an important tool to support healthy growth and a healthy life for your child. Dr. Green Children's supplements from Twin Lab. Okay, now we're going to find out if the traffic has improved any.
No, not at all. Over at the George Washington Bridge, we are still dealing with at least a one-hour delay on the upper deck heading into town. Lower deck's going to cost you about 30 minutes. Outbound side, that's not bad. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's a 15 to 20-minute wait on the inbound side. Outbound side, quiet. Outbound Holland cost you 15. Inbound, a 30-minute delay. Traveling on the FDR Drive northbound side, Manhattan to the Williamsburg Bridge, we had a disabled vehicle. It has been clear, but traffic's still very slow. Also at the Verizon Bridge, there's an accident Brooklyn bound lower deck taking out one lane, so obviously stay upstairs. That'll at least keep you moving for the time being. Traveling in New Jersey, Garden State Parkway, lots of slow traffic for you heading in towards the Bergen Toll Plaza. Right now over in the Westchester area, looks like we're okay across the Tappan Zee Bridge, a little bit slow heading into Rockland County, and on the thruway, southbound side at exit 16, there's an accident in the Harriman area being cleared. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're talking to Gloria from the Bronx. Before we continue with Gloria, however, I know that she and the rest of you will be very happy to hear that we have a special deal that just started with Twin Lab. I believe it's going to last for through the month of May, where the entire Twin Lab line is on sale at Wilner Chemists. 30% off list price, okay? How's that for a deal? This is a special deal, not on our regular sale flyer listing. Okay, getting back to Gloria. Gloria, one thing, just a couple general comments in addition to what Dr. Podell mentioned. I mean, you're kind of speculating that maybe the reason for this is that you have parasites and you're assuming this is a bad thing. Let me point out, of course, that, again, in general, you're better off being underweight than being overweight. Okay?
Yes.
So unless you have something going on with your health, you might not really have too much of a problem. Now, again, if there's no underlying problem, how do you gain weight? Well, you know, what an enviable problem to have. The key, of course, is to increase your calorie intake in total. And that does not mean substituting one thing for another. It means either eating more calorie-dense foods, in other words, foods with more fat and oil in them, or eating more total food altogether. Now, there are a lot of ways of eating more total food. You can snack in between meals. That's one way to do it. You can eat the stuff that you really like. You like ice cream? Treat yourself to a nice ice cream sundae with a banana and nice hot chocolate, the fudge on top. And, boy, I'm getting hungry. You know, make yourself a milkshake and, you know, throw in a scoop of ice cream. Throw in all the good stuff, okay, because in your case, you want to add more calories. And whatever it takes, I mean, you say you eat well, so I assume you have an appetite. You don't have a health problem where you don't have an appetite, right?
Right.
You have your teeth so you can chew. Okay, well, you just want to try to get, do what Dr. Podell said. Make sure there's no underlying medical problem, such as parasites or something else, malabsorption, allergies, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if not, just do what we all wish that we could do. Just eat all you want.
Okay.
You know, we have some. Well, we have some. You know, what you can do when you come into a store like Wilner's, we have all these products that are designed to help people lose weight. You know, protein powders, for example, or meal replacement. Well, you can use those exact same products to gain weight. The key is just what I said a moment ago. You just use them in addition to your other food, not in place of your other food. So you can take one of those nice protein powders, make up a nice milkshake, put fruit in there, put ice cream, whatever. You know, I'm going to come over and work with you on this because I'm getting really hungry on this. But anyway, that's the easiest thing to do, okay?
All right? Yeah, I'll try. Can you recommend a protein product that doesn't have any whey in it that has soy?
What's wrong with whey?
Well, I heard it's not good for you.
Whey? No, whey is very good for you. Whey?
Yeah.
Okay, what is whey? You remember the old fairy tale, Little Miss Muffet or something, eating her curds and whey?
Yeah.
Okay, whey is a milk protein. It's actually the highest quality milk protein. When you take milk and it curdles, the casein, milk has two kinds of protein, casein and the lactalbumin group. The casein is not soluble in water and the lactalbumin is. The whey actually has a higher protein quality than the casein. So a whey protein concentrate or a whey protein isolate is actually next to egg in terms of its biological value. Very, very high quality protein. There's also certain things in there that have an immune system enhancing action. So unless you have some some allergy or something to whey protein, I would, you know, there's really no reason why you should avoid it. Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with the soy, but the whey is, and the other advantage of whey is that there's less of a flavor problem that has to be overcome. You know, the soy protein isolate has a little bit of a taste thing that you have to mask with the, you know, flavors. The whey, is very easy to mask the flavor. So you can use a blend, or you can use whey, or you can use soy. Come into the store and look around. We'll, you know, we have numerous brands of that contain both one or the other, okay?
Very well, and thank you so much.
Okay,
you don't
you're welcome.
Suggest I get Dr. Bedell doesn't suggest I get tested for parasites.
No, I, well, no, I said if you want to get tested, it's relatively easy to do.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thanks
I'll
for
think
that
about
call.
It. Thank okay. you so much. Thank Alrighty. You very much, all of you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Where are we here? We're okay. Let's go to Ann in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Ann, how can we help you?
Hi there. First, I'd like to say I think it's very good of you to spend all that time on help for people with migraines. I have great sympathy for people who have pains in their heads. But as for me, I have had my gallbladder removed. And what I would like is advice from you on some bile acid supplement that lets me digest fat so that I can gain weight, because I have lost a lot of weight.
Well, okay. Basically, the type, what you need are the enzymes that help to break down fat, okay?
Right.
And these types, this family of enzymes is called a lipase. The ACE means it's an enzyme, and the lip is for lipid, which is for fat. And you can get a lipase in many different forms. The easiest thing is to get it as part of a complete enzyme complex. You can get a lipase as part of a pancreatic enzyme complex. You can get it as part of a vegetable-derived or vegetarian-derived enzyme complex. Just look at the label carefully to see if it lists the potency of the lipase, and that'll do it for you. Whether if Dr. Podell, what's the current thinking medically on prescribing ox bile extracts or recommending things like that? Is that really necessary anymore?
Well, I don't really know what the current thinking is. I know it's not done very much, but I think it's worth a try because, after all, what the gallbladder is supplying is bile. Now, your liver is still providing bile, but instead of having it all come out at once with the meal, which is what happens when the gallbladder squeezes, it's dripping throughout. So to take more bile at the time of the meal would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think the other thing is not everyone who has their gallbladder removed necessarily need to take bile salts. I think you have to take each case individually. And if you think that after eating a meal that contains fats or that seem to be a bit heavy and you feel like the food is kind of just sitting there, or you just have discomfort after eating a meal like that, then you might want to experiment with bile salts. And if you find that your digestion is improved, then perhaps bile salts would be good for you. You know, if you feel like you've lost some weight, it's perhaps many people who've had gallbladder problems often avoid fats and maybe too much so, and maybe there's some weight loss there. You shouldn't avoid fats. You should make sure you get good quality fats, like a good fish oil, omega-3 fat. As a matter of fact, anyone who has gallbladder problems probably should take the good fats and avoid, the saturated type fats or more difficult to digest fats. No. So you have to kind of experiment. I would say, if Dr. Podell is correct with his theory, obviously if you don't have a gallbladder, you don't have this high amount of bile salts to help you break down your foods or emulsify the fats in your diet. So perhaps some bile salts would be helpful, but you kind of have to experiment.
Now, from a product standpoint, I'll give you a couple Ajaro Formulas has a product called Bile Acid Factors. It's a highly concentrated, conjugated bile acid supplement. You can take 1 to 3 capsules with any meal that contains fat. So if you want to experiment with something, you could try that product. Again, it's Ajaro Formulas Bile Acid Factors. I believe Allergy Research Group, among others, has just a straight ox bile concentrate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are supplements available, and I guess one could say the easiest thing would just be to experiment with the two approaches, the ox bile product that I mentioned, and there's really no reason why you couldn't do both, I guess, the broad spectrum enzyme supplement right. that contains a decent amount of lipase. So you know, I think probably the easy answer is experiment a little bit.
It has Jarro and Allergy Research, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have one other little problem. It's a very big problem. I have cancer of the pancreas, and I don't know what you would probably recommend for that.
Well, the thing is, you know, that may shed light on your other problem of weight loss. Certainly.
Well, I know they're both connected. But
pancreas contains lipase.
Yeah, you see, there is a major connection there in terms of your ability to digest fats. Of course, you may have a bigger problem than digesting fats if you have pancreatic cancer. I assume you're being treated aggressively for the pancreatic cancer, or what?
No, just say you're going to die, lady. Goodbye. So then they don't give me any nutrition help at all. So I know that the pancreas helps with sugar.
If you were listening to my initial comments, I pointed out to you that pancreatic enzymes actually are involved in the overall digestive spectrum. So really, that would support my original contention that you really need to do both. You need a good pancreatic enzyme supplement, and again, numerous companies have that, along with perhaps the bile salts.
Pancreatic enzyme supplement.
Yeah, yes.
that's the enzyme supplement you talked about at first.
Correct,
yeah.
That's right.
With the lipase.
Dr. Podell?
Yeah, I just want to bring something up. This isn't a field that I follow closely, but I remember there's Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez in Manhattan had been doing work with nutritional approaches to pancreatic cancer. He even had a study underway at Columbia, and I think that had to be stopped because nobody wanted to be in the placebo group. Don, do you know, is he still active with this?
I really haven't heard too much about it, but as far as I know, he is. But I don't have his number, but yeah, it's Nicholas Gonzalez. He's in Manhattan, I believe, right? So
yeah.
Maybe she can look him up in the phone book and catch it, or maybe a website or something. But I don't know. He wasn't using the pancreatic enzymes as a digestive aid.
No, he was using it at very high doses as part of a treatment with other things.
And your physician is just sort of given up.
Well, there's more to this than I think we can really kind of get into. So I think I think we've answered the only part that we can really help you with. So hopefully that'll help you out some with the digestive aspects of your problem. Okay, Ann?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, enzymes, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. They There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
No one needs protein more than active individuals, athletes, and weekend warriors looking for increased strength, power, and endurance. Why? During any physically strenuous activity, an athlete's continued muscle use will result in muscle breakdown. Once this occurs, the muscles of the body require adequate levels of high-quality protein to heal and rebuild. The greater the stress, the more protein is required to rebuild and restore the muscles. Not all protein isolates are of equal quality. Some use a heat-processed whey protein that can denature or break down the protein and the immunoglobulins. Bluebonnet, on the other hand, employs a special low-temperature microfiltration process which leaves the protein undenatured and the immunoglobulins intact. Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is one of the purest and most potent whey protein products on the market, providing 26 grams of protein that's microfiltered and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. Additionally, there are no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it is low in fat, carbohydrates, sodium, and cholesterol. So if you're looking for a pure, high-quality, fast-acting protein to optimize performance and the recovery phase of both your muscles and immune system, Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is the right way.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and with Dr. Richard Podell. We're going to get right back to the phones. And Edwina, who is a beekeeper in Florham Park, it appears. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Edwina?
Oh, hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a condition called dermatography, or hives, I believe.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you were a beekeeper. I saw it said hives here. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, go on.
I'm so sorry. They call it dermatography, and I believe it's also called urticaria. And this is my second episode with it, and it's pretty frustrating.
Any idea what may have triggered it? Any sensitivities to anything? Poison ivy or insects?
No. I'm not sure because the first one was late January through half of February,
mm-hmm.
and I taken, of course, the medications
Let's back up a second. Hives is basically an allergic reaction in the skin. Is that, Dr. Podell, am I...
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. So I would think that really the question is, what are you allergic to? And maybe that's mm-hmm. what you're asking us. Well, okay, two things. We can maybe recommend nutrients and things that might ameliorate your reaction to the allergen, but I think what Dr. Podell is going to tell you is you want to try to identify what the allergen is.
Yes, you do, but it's a little more complicated than that. Normally, the term dermatographia, which sounds kind of what you said,
uh-huh.
refers to people where if you put any pressure on the skin, you get a hive-like phenomenon, but that that's usually goes on for many, many years, if not lifelong, and it really represents a sensitivity, not an allergy, but the mast cells in the skin, if you pressure them, they'll release their histamine and they'll cause a hive-like apparatus. But what you have sounds more like typical hives. You've had a couple of episodes. Now, there, it may be due to allergies, or it may be due to simply the vulnerability of your particular mast cells for reasons yet unknown, why they're dumping their load of histamine causing the hive. And usually the allergist is the best person to figure that out. Now, in terms of natural products, probably the best documented natural antihistamine is quercetin, which at high doses can be helpful. Now, of course, you have all sorts of pharmaceutical antihistamines, which can also be very helpful. And if out of control, then generally what's used is corticosteroids. So the question is, what has your doctor said? I hope that's not the doctor.
Sorry. She picked the wrong time to start barking. Sorry.
And have you seen an allergist?
Okay, so the quercetin, which doses would that be?
Consider that like a Benadryl that isn't going to make you tired.
Yeah, dosage-wise, you would probably want to do at least 500 milligrams, several of those several times a day. Quercetin, for those of you who may not know, is spelled Quercitin. It's a bioflavonoid. It also comes in combination with vitamin C, and I kind of like that approach too. So, you know, one or two capsules, two or three, maybe even four times a day, especially while you're having the attack. Sam, would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I would say 500 milligrams three times a day with the vitamin C. Another thing you could take, well, there's a lot of bioflavonoids that also stabilize mast cells, but I think I would say that the quercetin is probably your best bet, and some vitamin C, as Don said. There might even be a connection, from what I understand, of this condition with adrenals. There's some connection with the adrenals.
Oh, there's a lot of ways you can make this worse, and there are a bunch of medicines. For instance, all the codeine-type medicines will tend to make the mast cells be vulnerable to dropping their load.
Right. So the other thing is there's homeopathy. This is where sometimes homeopathy could be very beneficial. There's a line of products from BHI, Heal. There's a particular one called Apis. Now, Apis is actual homeopathic dilution of bees, and it actually helps reverse hive-like or edema-type swelling on the skin or in the body.
So you see that? We're back to my beekeeper joke again.
There you go.
Okay.
Exactly. So bees can help in a homeopathic form. It would be useful. Apis Home Accord, about 10 drops under your tongue three times a day. And as the problem goes away, you reduce the frequency or even stop altogether. And if it comes back, you resume.
Okay, so we gave you the buzz on the homeopathic approach as well. Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's try to squeeze in one real quickly. Gloria from Massapequa, real quickly, how can we help you?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call, doctor. I have osteoporosis bad, and I eat a lot of wheat bread and everything wheat, spaghetti wheat. I read an article that eating wheat would make the osteoporosis bad. Is this true?
I can't imagine why, unless you have an allergy to wheat, which is really not related to osteoporosis, or if you're eating so much of the fiber and so little mineral supplementation that you're complexing some of the fiber. But I'm not aware of any connection.
Well, if you have a sensitivity to gluten, it will inhibit the absorption of all sorts of things, including vitamin D and calcium. But if you don't, then the wheat should be okay.
Yeah, and if you had that sensitivity at this point, I think you would already know it, okay? So I think our answer is probably not. All right, thank you very much for that call. As you can tell by the music, it's time for us to take a little break right now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program?
Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. Yes, we've enjoyed spending this time with you, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well, and I hope that you've learned a few things along the way. You're invited to visit us at either of our Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, that's a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. I want to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day. Good afternoon. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.